Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Welcome once again to Free Inside Ministry. Want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Just wonderful to have you all listening. We have a wonderful program today. It's a great story I'm going to be sharing, found in the book of Luke. But at this time, I wanted to thank all of my brothers and my sisters who are tuning in tonight. You know, I want to thank the Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halava. Bless all of you guys. See you guys on Wednesday night chapel this week, for those of you that can make it. And to our Wai'ava boys in Module 10 Cash Box program, it's not this week Wednesday we'll get out there. It's going to be the fourth Wednesday, which will be next week. So that's going to be on the 24th. We'll be out in Wai'ava. Mahalo so much. To our FDC faithfuls, you know who you are. Keep the faith up. Keep that Bible study going. I want to tell you that Ikaika sends you his aloha from Sand Island facility. And also, please lift our brother Mike in Las Vegas. Lift him in prayer as he continues to fight the enemy daily. And Brother Stone says, aloha, brothers, playing in the choir and singing in the choir up in Wai'ava. All is well. Now, I want to give a shout out to Module 17 at OCCC. We were there Saturday. So good to see you, my brothers. Hope to get to see you more often. Thank you for the faith. Thank you for keeping up the good work. Thank you for keeping your focus on Jesus. And tried to get into Module 11, but Brother Dave wasn't meant to be. God's timing is still at work. His will shall be done. Keep up the faith in your area with your brothers. Keep up the good work that you've started. To the women in Modules 3 and 4, I hope we get to see you tonight. We're going to be down there this evening. Hopefully we'll be able to get in and share the good news of God. Share the love of the Lord. Share the joy of Jesus with you tonight. And last but not least, I want to give a big shout out to WCCC. We're going to be there this Thursday out in Kailua at the Maunawili Chapel. God has answered prayers. 2 years of praying, but you know what? God answers prayers in his time. See, time does not mean anything to our Lord and Savior, but timing is everything. And I feel that the Lord is going to be doing a big work out there at the women's facility. I want to give a shout out to New Hope Windward, Pastor Dave Barr and all of his volunteers and all those that are working in the ministry out there, to the women doing such a wonderful work. Just happy to be a part of that ministry, partnering with you to build his kingdom for his glory. Amen. We're looking forward to getting back there. We're going to see you ladies on Thursday night. Now, Free Inside Prison Ministry is a ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, to reach the lost, and to reach the incarcerated. And we preach the gospel to every person. You know, we share the word of God, but we also share words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in Halava, Wai'ava, OCCC, FDC, and now WCCC. We also minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and we'll be there shortly in a few weeks. If your loved ones are there and you're listening, let them know that Free Inside Ministry is on their way up to share the good news of Jesus. We do have a website, and it's located at www.freeinsideministry.org. Once again, www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our radio broadcasts. You can listen to them. You can also download them to your podcast, if you like, via iTunes or FeedBurner from Google. We have a Facebook page for those of you that are listening that are into social media, and it's called Free Inside Ministry. We also have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion, or let me know if this program has helped you or any loved ones in any way. If it's encouraged you, if it's lifted your spirits up, if it's gotten you reconnected with our Lord, that would really make my day. If you go to the website, we have our mailing address there also. Just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You never know when the Word of God is going to take root in good soil. And tonight I'm going to be speaking about the parable of the farmer scattering seed. I think it's very appropriate for this time. April showers brings May's flowers. Well, we're going to see what kind of seed we have. Our anchor verse for the Free Inside Prison Ministry is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." And in verses 12 to 14, it goes on to say, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and bring you home again to your own land." Amen. I wanted to start in prayer this evening. If you could, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you right now. I ask that the word that I'm going to share tonight, it finds fertile soil. You say that the word will not return void, but I pray that this Rhema word will find soil that will cover it, that will seal it, that will nurture it, so that it can be fruitful, and so that it can bear much fruit. Lord, I ask you to reach out to all those that are listening tonight. If any of them are in need of a healing touch, Lord, touch them. If any of them need peace of mind, give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. I just like to ask you, Lord, to continue to protect them from the attacks of the enemy. Protect their children. Protect their loved ones. And Lord, as the closer they get to you, may they get closer to their loved ones. May they be the light in the darkness that they are surrounded in. May they be that, just that beacon of hope for those that are hopeless. And Lord, just touch upon their hearts. And although things could be better, things are okay. And let them know that the next years of their life are the best years of their life. Lord, I just ask you to bless this time together. You said whenever two or more are gathered, and we have more than two right now, you will be amongst us. We welcome you. We thank you. We praise you for what you've done, but we worship you for who you are. In your most matchless and powerful name, everyone in agreement says, amen. You know, I wanted to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You know, I had a great week last week. Got better from a cold that I have. But, you know, the Lord put a word upon me tonight, and it's about the parable of the farmer scattering seed. And this is going to be in the book of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke. That's in the New Testament. It's going to be in chapter 8. And we're going to be in chapter 8 from about verse 4, and we'll go down a ways. And, you know, the parables are earthly stories, but they have heavenly meanings. Amen? You know, and I'm going to explain that in a little later. So, I'm going to be reading from the Jesus book, the Hawaiian Pigeon New Testament. You know, I just want to thank the publishers at Wycliffe Translators. You know, they published this book. I'd like to thank Logos Bookstore in town, and also Showers of Blessing with Sam and Donna Curtis out there in Mililani for stocking this book. I've had a lot of people contact me telling me they bought this book for their kids. They bought this book for their husband. They bought this book for their wife. Because when the Word of God is something that you can understand, when the Word of God is something that you can now relate to, when the Word of God is something that you can sink your teeth into like a nice porterhouse steak, we got some chewing to do, we got some digesting to do, and we got some regurgitating to do. Amen? Because you want to eat popcorn or you like to eat meat? We got the meat, and that's the Word of God. So let's get right into the message tonight, if you could, my beloved. And for those of you just tuning in, this is the Free Inside Ministry. We're on at 9:30 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on 99.5 FM, The Word. The story about the farmer and the seeds. Plenty of people stay coming by Jesus from plenty towns, and he would teach them with one story. He say, "Hey, you want to hear the story about the farmer guy? He even go plant seed. He throw the seeds all over the ground for plant. Some seeds, they stay far down by the side of the trail, and then the people, they go walk on top of them, and the birds will go over there and go eat them up. Some seeds fall on top of the rocks and grow and then they dry up because no more water inside the dirt. Other seeds when fall down inside the kind bushes with the kind cuckoo on top. The seeds and the bushes grow up together, and the bushes with the cuckoo choke out the good stuff, the seed. Other seeds, they fall down inside the good dirt, and they will grow good and come up plenty, 100 times more than the farmer will plant. After that, Jesus say, if you guys hear this, then think about them. The guys Jesus teach when ask him, what this story mean? What this mean? He go tell him, God let you guys know all the stuff about how he stay king, but I teach the other people with stories. So just like the Bible say, they see, but they no can see for real kind. They hear, but they no can hear for real kind. Then Jesus tell him, this what the story mean, okay? The seed, that's what God say. That's the word of God right there. Now, the seeds that fall down on top of the trail, that's just like the people that hear. But the devil, he come take away what God say from inside the heart, so they don't trust God. That's why God no can take them out of the bad kind of stuff that they stay doing. The seeds on top of the rocks, that's the people that take what God say. They stay good inside when they hear them, and they trust God a little bit too, but who, when they get hard time, they pout trust God. Because they no more roots, just like the seeds on top of the rocks. Now the seeds that fall down inside the bushes with the kind cuckoo, that's the people that hear, but then they worry plenty kind. They like come rich and get plenty stuff. They like play around all the time. All that stuff, go grab them and go choke them. They don't remember what God said, just like the seeds that no more wheat, because they stay inside the bushes with the cuckoo. But ho, verse 15, the seeds that fall down inside the good dirt, that's just like the people that hear and remember what God say. They get good heart. They do the right thing, and they don't give up. They just like the seeds that give good, kind wheat. Amen? Amen. You know, right here, Jesus is talking about planting seed, but you know, from the very beginning, what is the seed? You know, and the seed is the word of God. And sometimes the word of God is brought to you, say, by a volunteer that comes to prison. Maybe the word of God is brought to you by a pastor that comes to your module. Maybe that word is brought to you by a brother or a sister in your module, just trying to share the love of God. But see, a lot of times people hear, but they don't really hear. Sometimes they see, but they don't really see. In verse 11, in chapter 8 in the book of Luke, this is the meaning of the parable. The seed is God's word. The seeds that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. Sometimes we're not sure of our relationship with God. You see, man wanted religion. God wanted a relationship. God created man. Man created religion. Don't get me wrong. Religion looks good. It just doesn't work. That's why when we come into the prison, we don't preach about a big church. I don't preach about anything big. I just preach about a big God. I preach about a big God who created you. I preach about a big God that loves you. I preach about a big God that cares for you. I preach about a big God that knew you before you were even in your mother's womb. That's the God I preach about. That's the God that wants to embrace you. That's the God that wants to support you. That's the God that wants to lift you up from where you're at. That's a God that he's not judging you. He just wants you to join him in a relationship. You see, what happens is sometimes you'll hear the message, but the devil or the enemy or Satan is going to take it away before you can really actually be saved by the blood of Jesus. Sometimes we offer a sinner's prayer. Some of you might participate in that. Some of you are not sure That's the devil working on you. That's the devil taking you away from the most eternal decision you'll ever make in your life. That's the devil separating you from your salvation. That's the devil coming to steal, kill, and destroy. You see, when the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, you have to always remember, it's not just about you. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy your family, your kids, your wife, your loved one. The thief is the enemy. The thief is the devil. The thief is Satan himself, lurking in the shadows of your despair, lurking in the shadows of your life, coming around the corner when you least expect it to snatch the ones you love, be it through alcoholism, be it through drug addiction, be it through unwanted pregnancies, be it through any type of mental stress or disorder, frustration, anger, disheartenment, disappointment. That is the enemy. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and in abundance. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. The other type of seeds, sometimes they fall on rocky soil, which represents those who hear the message and receive it with joy. Oh, yes, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But it's rocky soil. They don't have the deep roots. So they're going to believe for a while, but then when temptation comes, oh, bro, come on, just take one hit for the boys, bro, for the boys. Yeah, can. Oh, come, we'll go drink a little bit, just a little bit, a couple beers down at the park. Yeah. Oh, no, we'll go take that guy, bro. That's some tourist, bro. He don't know nothing, bro. We'll go scrap him, take his wallet. He all right? You're going to be all right. You get plenty of money. That's why you come visit Hawaii. That's the devil, man. That's the devil attacking you. That's the devil taking away what little faith you had in your Lord and Savior. You see, it's like rocky soil. How are you going to grow banana trees in the rocks? Cannot. I always like banana trees. I don't know why. But that's a good visual. You don't see banana trees growing on the side of the mountain in the rocky part. You need good soil for grow banana trees. Otherwise, you're out of banana. But anyway, there's another type of seed. This is the seed that falls among the thorns, or they call it the cuckoo grass. Now, that's like the people who hear the message, and, you know, it's, hey, they come to church, hey, wonderful. You know, I'm not knocking big churches or whatever. I think church is a good place, but I don't go to church. I am the church. Hallelujah. We got to break down those walls that keep the people inside. Because if only church people keep going to church, what about all the people that never heard about church or the name of Jesus? Hello, we're supposed to take the name of Jesus. We're supposed to take the love of Jesus. We're supposed to take Jesus to the four corners of the world, not the four corners of your sanctuary. Hello, am I preaching to the choir? That's why we go to the prison, because the lost, they need to hear the word of God. And the reason we go into the prison, it's not because we don't have anything else better to do. It's because the Lord has called upon our heart. I could be a lot of different places than preaching in the prison 6 nights a week. But the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that the captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. That's why we go to the prison 6 days a week. It's because of the call of the Lord upon our heart. So some of us, we might go to church and, oh, it's a feel-good, man. Music was nice, kind of upbeat. Oh, the guy can really sing. And, oh, the girl hit a couple high notes. Hey, the pastor told a couple good jokes, you know, kind of laugh a little bit. It was, well, you know, he talked about some other stuff, but it was funny. And then we had the hula halal. That was just, oh, the hula, they can dance at those girls. They just dance. They get them out, you know, and they do the halal moves. And then, oh, we had the funny skit, man, about the teenage kids in high school. And, yeah, that was really entertaining. You know, and afterwards, we got to have our lattes, you know, outside. It was like, and you had the cappuccino, frappuccino thing, and that was really tasty too. But, yeah, that felt good to go to church. That felt good. But sometimes the thorns represent those who hear the message, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and the pleasures of the life. So they never grow into maturity because, oh, I have to go to work. Yeah, I was going to think about the sermon now, but I had to get up early, go to work. A busy schedule. We had baseball practice. And, oh, Tuesday was a long day. Yeah? I had to do some overtime. And then, oh, Wednesday we had baseball game. I had to go watch Kimo. He did all right that game. Yeah, I wanted to think about the sermon, but, you know, Thursday came around. And, you know, it was the only night day off. So I took the missus out for dinner. So we had a nice dinner, catch a movie. Kids just stay at home. And, oh, Friday weekend, I had to get with the boys with the weekend. And, Saturday, we had to go to the hula lessons with the girl, and then my boy had baseball game, and, oh, it's Sunday already, right? Well, I was going to think about the sermon last week. What was that? What was the preacher guy talking about? What did he say? Something about Busy. What was he talking about? He goes, see the thing that busy. What is busy? The word busy means bondage under Satan's yoke. What was he talking about? No need. Forget him already. Tomorrow, Sunday, we catch him up again. Yeah, we get him. Plus, got to pay the bills, eh? You know, we got to pay the bills, so stay busy, eh? You know, that's what happens to many of us. We let the busyness of life take over our lives. And that's what happens when we get so busy, we actually, I feel we get dizzy. You know, it's the busyness of our lives. For what? For what, really? You know, sometimes it's just so frustrating to see everybody. It's like chasing. What are we chasing? Let's chase the love of our God. Let's chase our Father's heart. Let's chase our salvation as much as we chase the things of the world. I think we invest more into the eternal decision than our internal decision. We'll have better fruit. But you see, that's what happens. It's a great message, but it's crowded out by what's going on in our lives. And although we heard it, we almost understand it, we're not really going to mature from it because we haven't been able to chew on it like a good steak. We haven't been able to digest it. And we haven't had a chance to regurgitate it or burp it back up. Nothing better than a good steak or a slab of ribs than the burp, because it tastes better on the burp than it did going down. I'm just being real. You know, all you women out there might be going, oh, so gross. It's just being real. All you guys out there, you know what I'm talking about. After you whack on good steak and you have a beverage or you're drinking something, all of a sudden, burp. Ooh, the bugle is pretty good tonight. That's just real stuff, okay? You might have a lot of people talking real nice. I'm just talking real. So don't act like you all that, because you ain't, because I'm from the same place you are. We came from dirt. We're going to die to dirt. But you see, those are what happens to the word of God. Sometimes the devil takes it away before it can even take root. Sometimes it's on rocky soil where it can't even get any roots. Sometimes you're just so busy, the thorns, the weeds, push them all out. And then sometimes, in verse 15, hallelujah, and the seeds that fell on the good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. Sometimes, my brothers and my sisters, it's all right that we hear the word of God, but what are we doing with the word of God? You know, the Bible is the book of direction, connection, and correction. It's the only book that you need. It's going to tell you where to go, when to go, and how to go, and why you should go. It's the book that's going to connect you with your Creator, your Lord and Savior. It's the book that's going to give you the correction that you need in your life right now. You know, my brothers and my sisters, the word is planted, but he's telling Brother Bula, I don't want soil. What am I going to do? Throw vermiculite on top of my heart and just sleep at night? No. You cover it with good soil. What is good soil? You pray. You pray over what you heard. You pray over what the Lord has placed in your heart. You pray over the message that was given you. You pray that it takes root. You pray that it's bountiful. You pray that it's fruitful. You pray that it produces. You pray that it produces what the Lord had intended it to do. When we come into the prisons, my beloved, we are sowing seed. It's just like being outside. Can hit the road, can hit the windshield, hit the grass, hit the choke weeds. But those that find good soil, those that find a heart that is covered in prayer, those that find a heart that is saturated in the love of Jesus Christ, those that are watered daily with the message that is given, with the word of God, as we open up our Bibles and we read the good book, those that find the good soil will have the good fruit. You cannot get mangoes from a banana tree. We had that last week. You want good fruit, you need good soil. You want good soil, pray. Pray and pray. My beloved, we come in to encourage you. We come in to lift you up. We come in to raise your consciousness level that it's not the end of the road where you're at. It's the bend in your road. And like Pastor Scott Sinoda always says, the next years are your best years. See, God loves you so much, and he loves you right where you're at. He loves you, but he loves you too much to leave you there. He can't. He has to give you the opportunity for the life that he redeemed you for. You weren't redeemed to be a criminal. You weren't redeemed to be a drug addict. You weren't redeemed to be an alcoholic. You weren't redeemed to be an abuser. You weren't redeemed to be angry all the time. You weren't redeemed to be depressed all the time. You were redeemed to be the sons and daughters of the Most High, the King of Kings. Know your lineage.
Know who your daddy is. Know where your daddy lives. Know what your daddy has for you. How can you inherit from your father when you don't even have a relationship with your father? That's impossible. My beloved, sometimes it's not about the big music. It's not about the big praise and worship. It's about falling to our knees, saying, Lord God, I'm sorry. Lord God, I forgive. I ask for your forgiveness. I regret whatever I've done. I repent. Confession is good, but that don't do nothing. Repentance is where it all begins. My brothers and my sisters, if there's anything in your heart right now that you need to get right with God, I ask you tonight, close your eyes and pray to your Father. Get right with God. What are you waiting for? The opportunities and the blessings from heaven are endless. But it's up to you. It's up to you what's going to happen. It's up to you where your life is going to go. Because you control your life. God can't change you unless you want to change. Programs won't change you. Only God can. Only the Word of God can get inside of you, take root, and be fruitful. Only the Word of God can take over your life and change your life. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Give it to Jesus. Talk to Him. Prayer is mainly a conversation closed with an amen and a thank you. That's all prayer is. Don't make it more than it's supposed to be. Don't make it so difficult. You don't need to talk to anybody. Talk to God. You talk to Him yourself. You got the direct line going straight to heaven. Ahuyo and God bless you.
Listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.